This Shabbos is Parshas Toldos and Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And tonight we already find ourselves within the 30 days of Chanukah. Halacha is, we start learning the halachas of a Yom Tov 30 days before the Yom Tov, so we're certainly in the Chanukah mode. And Parshas Toldos is normally read in the month of Kislev, or this year as we bench the month of Kislev. What's the connection between Parshas Toldos and Kislev? Parshas Toldos starts off with the words, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the offspring of Yitzchak, son of Avraham. And one of the questions that Mefarshim asks is, why does the parasha start with a vav, which indicates that it's continuation from the previous parasha? The previous parasha speaks to us at the end about the offspring of Yishmael. We would think that this parasha should start without a vav. This is a cutoff from the previous parasha. There should be no connection at all. Why does it start with a vav? Eile posales harishonim, as Rashi says in Mishpatim, ve'eile moisif al harishonim. What's the connection between Toldos Yitzchak and Toldos Yishmael? Rashi here says, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov ve'esav ha'amurim b'parsha. Which also in the Farshim discuss at length, what is Rashi coming to say? Anyone will learn the parsha. Know that those are the Toldos Yitzchak. We'll learn about Yaakov and Esav shortly as we go through the parsha. Some of the Farshim say it's because the Sukkim don't tell us right away that Yaakov and Esav are the children of Yitzchak. It goes into the marriage of Yitzchak and how Yitzchak davens and the whole story of the pregnancy. So we don't really see Yaakov and Esav until afterwards. Unlike in other parashiyos, where right after it says told us, it tells us the name immediately. So Rashi has to tell you it's Yaakov and Esav Amurim b'parasha. And we'll try to answer it a different way. We know that every parasha, as mentioned many times, is connected between the end and the beginning. The end of the parasha is about Esav joining Yishmael, something which we're witnessing in our time. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, which has been prophesied that that's what's going to happen, and already here in the parasha we're being told that that's the end. The end is Esav goes to Yishmael. And he takes the daughter of Yishmael, Machalas, or Mochalas, two versions how to read her name, sister of Nevoyos. That's how the parasha ends. So what's the connection between the Eile told us Yitzchak to Vayelech Esav El Yishmael? We also see at the beginning of the parasha that Yaakov learns Torah in the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver. And the Torah tells this to us clearly, openly, explicitly, Yaakov ish tom yoshev oholim. And that we know what it means. Rashi tells us, all the Mefarshim tell us, that Yaakov was a scholar who sat in the tents of Shem and Aver, in the academies of Shem and Aver, and he was learning Torah there. Yet, at the end of the parasha, we are told by Chazal, and there's a long Rashi here, it's the Gemara and Megillah, that Yaakov spent another semester, if you may use the word, in the Beis Medrash of Aver later on, when he was 63 years old. The beginning of the parasha talks about when he learned as a young boy, and then later on, until he was about 50, that's when shame passes away. The end of the parasha, Yaakov is 63, and that we learn out from the fact that it says, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, and then afterwards it says that Nevoyos married off the daughter of Yishmael to Esav because Yishmael had just died, and based on that calculation, which the Gemara makes, which Rashi elaborates here very much at length, all the details here, tells us that this is when Yaakov was 63, and there's a discrepancy of 14 years that we don't know what happened during those 14 years, and that's where we know that there were 14 years that Yaakov spent in the Beis Medrash of Aver, Nitman Beveis Aver. It doesn't say he learnt in the Beis Medrash of Aver, it says he concealed himself in the Beis Medrash of Aver. Again, literally that means because he was running away from Esav, so he was hiding, he didn't want anyone to know that he was there, and perhaps that's the reason why the Torah hides it too. It wasn't public knowledge that Yaakov was going to learn in the Beis Medrash of Aver, because then everyone will know, and Esav will go and look for him there. Still, it requires an explanation, the Pnimius, and what we can learn from this, why at the beginning of the parasha we learn about his study in Shem Ve'Aver, and there the Torah tells it to us clearly, openly, explicitly, we're not hiding anything. Here, not only it's not being told to us clearly, explicitly, Also, where are we learning it out from? What's interesting is we're learning out such a very important piece of information of Yaakov's history, of Yaakov's life, that he spent 14 years straight without any sleep, without sleeping on a bed. Can't say without any sleep. A person has to sleep, but without sleeping on a bed, ki yodua. Where do we learn it out from? From the sister of Nevoyos, from all people. That's where we learn it out from. From the sister of the oldest son of Yishmael. From Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. It's Yishmael again. Yishmael is the one that from him we learn out, because he was the one who died at that time, and he's 14 years older than Yitzchak. And the whole Arichas, the whole Cheshbon, whichever we want to look at in the Rashi at the end of the parasha, how we know that Yaakov is 63 years old here. So why are we learning out such an important piece of information? First, hidden, it's not told to us explicitly. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Yaakov is learning in the Beis Medrash of Eva for 14 years. And we're learning it out from such what would seem to be an insignificant piece of information here, but obviously an important piece of information. We're learning it out from the fact that Esav is marrying Yishmael's daughter, the sister of Nevoyos. This Shabbos is Mevarchim Kislev. Kislev is the month of Chanukah. Starting already Rosh Chodesh Kislev, as it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, the first 24 days of Kislev correspond to the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. And Chanukah, which is the 25th day, corresponds to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the entire Kislev, based on that Tikkuni Zohar, beginning Rosh Chodesh already, is the month of Chanukah. Svarim tell us, Kislev is the third month from Tishrei, Sivan is the third month from Nisan, both are months of Matan Torah. Sivan is Matan Torah, that's Shavuos. Kislev is Chanukah, which was also sort of a Matan Torah, a different level of Torah that was revealed on Chanukah, the Torah that is compared to oil. The Torah is compared to various liquids, water, wine, honey, milk, and oil. Oil is the highest of all the liquids, the only liquid that does not sink, the only liquid that rises to the top, the only liquid that doesn't mix. Sivan is the month of Shavuos. Sivan is Begematria Kislev. In both months we eat dairy, Kiyadua, dairy on Shavuos, dairy on Chanukah. Svarim speak about this, the parallel between Chanukah and Shavuos. The Bnei Yisoscha tells us, interesting, his name, Bnei Yisoscha, even though most Jews today are descendants of Yehuda and Binyamin, Bnei Yisoscha claimed to have been a descendant of Yisachar. He also claimed that he was the neshama of one of the chachamim who sat on the bezdin that established the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And that's why from all the Sfarim, from all the Chassidish Sfarim, he discusses Chanukah more than anyone else. There's more on Chanukah from the Bnei Yisoscha than there is in any other Sefer, and all base it on him. And he bases it, of course, on the Rol Keach and the previous Sfarim that talk about it, B'derech Remez. And he tells us another interesting piece of information, that Yisachar, his predecessor, Yisachar, was conceived on Shavuos and was born on Chanukah. Shavuos, we know it was Shavuos time. The pasuk says, "Vayelech Reuven bimei kitzir chitim," which is the time, which is Chanukah time, Chag HaKotzir. And he was born on Chanukah, which that's another parallel between Shavuos and Chanukah. And Yisachar, of course, is the Talmud Chacham from all the Shvatim, Yisachar Chamor Gorem, Vayet Shichmo Lizbol, Vayishkav Ima Balayla Hu, the pasuk says. Not Balayla Hahu, but Balayla Hu. Balayla Hu is Begematria Chanukah. What's the connection between Yisachar and Chanukah? We know that Yisachar is compared to a donkey, the Chamor. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. Roivet Stein HaMishpesoyim. We also find in the Gemara, we're just going to go through a few things and then tie it all together, hopefully, if we have the time to finish. The Gemara in Shabbos, you're supposed to start learning about Chanukah already. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that we're supposed to light the menorah, light the Chanukah candles, ad dekalya rigla de tarmudai, or the other version in the Gemara, atcha tichla regel min ashuk. That means we're supposed to light the menorah until people aren't, we can light the Chanukah candles, the oil, until people, as long as people are still walking out in the street, atcha tichla regel min ashuk, which at that time was a certain, it was a curfew then. Today would be a lot longer. At that time there was a certain time. And then the Gemara says, "Achet the kalya rigla de tarmudai." Until the Tarmudoyim, this was a certain group of people known as the Tarmudians, Tarmud, Tadmor, until they're no longer walking in the street. And Rashi gives his interpretation of who they were. Why is that important? What does that have to do with Chanukah? Abde Kalya Rigla the Tarmudoi. Who are these Tarmudians? And what do we learn from that? We all know the famous Ma'oiz Tzur, the song that everyone sings, which was composed many, many years ago by Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Perhaps you could, the historian here can tell us who was the one who composed Ma'oiz Tzur. But the last piece was composed later. That I know. The last post was right. The last piece, this I saw in a sefer, was composed by, they say, the Ramah.
And internally, there's suspicion that it went through later revision.
Okay. The last piece there, Chasov Zeroa Kodshech of a Korev Keitz HaYeshua, we say, Techei Admon Betzel Tzalmon. What does that mean? We push the red one, that's Esav, in the shadow of Tzalmon. Who's Tzalmon? I mean, we say this, we sing it, we all know the Moses. Does anyone know what we're talking about? And I must confess that until I saw this recently, I had no idea what it really meant. I assumed it meant we should shove the Admon in the shadow of the, no, it's in Gehenna. The Admon should go to Gehenna, meaning Edom, meaning Esav, meaning the end of Golis Edom. And perhaps that's the Poshut understanding of it. There's another understanding of it. This parasha told us is really the parasha of Geula. As we mentioned last week, what the Balaturim tells us at the end of Chayesara, that when Yishmoel falls, Al Panei Kol Echov Nafol, which is the last phrase of Chayesara, juxtaposed to the beginning of Toldos, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchok Ben Avraham, says the Balaturim, who was a Rishon, he tells us that when Yishmoel falls, that's when Yitzchok rises. Mishom Yatzmiach Ben David. And all the Sforim tell us this. Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer discusses it in his Seif in Perek Chav Ches of Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, and the Asam Midrashim and the Zayhar Ba'arichas, that the last Golus is Golus Yishmoel, which is the current situation that we're in now, clearly. And it's from Golus Yishmoel that the Geul is going to sprout. And we mentioned this many times, why we always learned that there are Arba Malchios, there are four empires, and there is no fifth empire, but yet we're talking now about a Golus Chamishi, about a fifth column, a fifth Golus, which the Reb Chaim Vital discusses, that this is considered a Golus by itself. It's a Golus Chamishi, but it's a hidden Golus. It's a Golus that's not mentioned explicitly in the Midrashim, in the Torah either. The Torah seems to only indicate that there are four. Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben HaBesorim has a vision, V'hinei Eima Chashecha Gedoyla Noifelos Olav, refers to the four empires, the Hotzeisi V'hitzalti V'lokachti V'go'alti, are the four empires, the Dalid, the four Maros Negoyim, the four animals in Parshas Shemini, the Chazir, which seems to be the last one, that's Edom. Yet we're being told that it's not over with the end of Edom, there's another Golus, or at least there's a, Edom joins with another Uma, which is Yishmael. The connection of Esav and Yishmael, which, as the Zohar says, Reb Chaim Vital writes, is the worst part of Golus. The end, right before the Geula, is Golus Yishmael joining together with Golus Edom. The Maral writes this in his Sefer on Chanukah, in Ner Mitzvah. And the whole Mo'ez Tzur is a very interesting composition because it doesn't only talk about Chanukah. It's interesting that Purim, we stress the Purim story. On Purim, we don't talk about any other Yom Tov. Pesach, we talk about Pesach. Shavuos, about Shavuos. And Rosh Hashanah, about Rosh Hashanah. And Chanukah, we mention all the other Golios. In the Mo'ez Tzur, we talk about Bavel. We talk about Mordechai and Haman, Christ, Koimaz, Beroish, Bigesh, Agogi, Ben Amedasa. It's Chanukah now. Why are you talking about Purim? And then, after talking about, of course, Yevonim Nikbitzu Olai, which is what Chanukah is all about, comes this Chasov Zeroa Kodshech of a Korev Keitz HaYeshua, the Ein Keitz Limei HaRoa, the Chei Admon Betzel Tzalmon. So on Chanukah, there's a mention of the previous and of the future. Chanukah is the Or of Melech HaMashiach, as Rav Pinchas Koretz writes, is based on the Roikeach, and the Bnei Yisoscher elaborates, that on Chanukah we experience a ha'ora of the Yemois HaMashiach. On Chanukah we're living in the future. The 8 days of Chanukah are actually days of Yemois HaMashiach. that sort of comes back from the future and illuminates the dark nights of Teves. There's Mevatel Golus Yavon. But it's more than that. It's, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of Chumash, the Ha'oretz Ha'isa Soihu Vavoihu V'choyshech Al Penei Sahayim. There's Toihu, which is Bavel, as the Medrash says. There's Boihu, which is Paras Umadai. There's Choyshech, which is Yavon. And then there's Al Penei Sahayim, which is Edom, and also Yishmael and Amalek, as we'll see in a moment. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or. That's the Or of Chanukah. Now, that's the Or of Mashiach. Mashiach will light up the world, and that'll be the end of the darkness. Ketzam L'Choyshech. And all the Goliaths will dissipate. It'll be over, and then it'll be the Or of Mashiach. But on Chanukah, we experience that. Chanukah is such a powerful Yom Tov that was revealed first later on. First later on in history, but because Chanukah, which is the last Yom Tov that we were given, is a Ha'orah of the future, and its purpose, benoisef to all the other reasons why there's a Chanukah, is bedafka to illuminate the Golos that we're in right now, which is Esav and Yishmael together. Yishmael is compared to a donkey. Esav is compared to an ox. And Amalek is compared to a dog. Pritzadik discusses this in a number of places, including in his essays on Chanukah, where he says the word Choyshech stands for Chamor Shor Kelev. Chamor Shor Kelev. And that's the last Golus, really. It's also Yavon, because Yavon, the Svarim say that the Yavonim had it all. The Yavonim had the Ra of all the Umais. The Yavonim were Apikorsim, and they were into not only hurting us bodily, but destroying our religion. So Choyshech is Yavon, but it's also, Choyshech stands for Chamor Shor Kelev. That's the Golus HaChamishi that the Reb Chaim Vital speaks about, is when Esav and Yishmael and Amalek get together. Of course, Amalek is a descendant of Esav. But Esav doesn't have to be Amalek. Amalek is the Ra part of Esav. There's Esav by itself. And there's Esav joining together with Yishmael and Amalek, which we're seeing today. That's why Golus HaChamishi is Begematria Shor Chamor Kelev. And that's the Golus that we're in now. And the Torah is hinting to us in this parasha, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak, which is referring to the Tzmichas HaGeula, as the Baal HaTurim says. This parasha, coming after Al Penei Kol Echav Nafal, the fall of Yishmael, which leads to Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak, this is the Geula, which is in our time Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Ha'orah of the Yemais HaMashiach, and that is in order to combat, to counter the joining forces of Esav and Yishmael. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. That's why the Vav of the beginning of the parasha, which is connecting these two parashiyos, which we asked before, why? That's what Rashi answers. You know why Ve'ela told us Yitzchak? What's the connection? Before we speak about Yishmael, now we're talking about Yitzchak. There should be no Vav. The two parashas should be disconnected. Yaakov ve'Esav ho'amurim v'parasha, tells us Rashi, because Esav is here. And Yishmael is going to join with Esav. And it's necessary for Esav and Yishmael to join together in order to bring the Geula. And this is based on the Maral, who discusses in a number of places that Malchus Yishmael is unique. It's different than all the other empires, and that's why it's not mentioned in most Midrashim. And he says an amazing thing, and he says that Yishmael's empire is from Hashem himself. It's not connected to the other Malchiyos, and it's not connected to Malchus Yisrael at all. The other Malchiyos only exist when Malchus Yisrael doesn't. As we read at the beginning of the parasha here, Ula'oim mila'oim ye'ematz, k'shezeh kom zeh nofel. Malchus Edom only exists when Malchus Yisrael is down. When Malchus Yisrael is up, Malchus Edom is down. These Malchiyos are also like chained, they're chains that depend one on the other. Bava leads to Paras, Paras leads to Yavon, Yavon leads to Edom, and that's only when Malchus Yisrael is down. Malchus Yishmael has nothing to do with those four, says the Maral. He says that Avraham said, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha, and Hashem says, Ulu Yishmael Shematicha, Hine, Nesativ Legoy Godoil, Shneim Asar Nesiyim, Yoyled, Nesativ Legoy Godoil. So Yishmael has his own empire, his own sort of, it's a Golus by itself, it's its own entity, that's why it has Hashem's name. The only Golus, the only empire that has Hashem's name in his name is Yishmael, like La'avdol Yisrael. You don't find that by Bavel, or Edom, or Yavon, or Paras Umadai. because none of them come from, their Malchus is not an offshoot of Malchus Hashem. Yishmael is different. Yishmael was given power by Hashem himself. And the idea is, kemavur in different svarim, and this is the emes alimut schus, and a basically explains the situation we're in now. Because there are two ways that the geula could come. The geula could come either if we deserve it or if chas v'shalom we don't. The Gemara says if we deserve it, it's aru imanane shemaya. Total miraculous geula. And it comes because we deserve it, and it's on a very high level. However, there's the other way, and that's oni v'rochev al chamor, pasuk in Zechariah. And the other Gemara says that if loy zachu, if we don't merit the geula, it's going to come slowly, or not so miraculous, and it's going to be in an oifen of oni v'roichev al chamor. What's the idea? If we deserve it, there's no need for Golus Yishmael. If we deserve it, then we deserve to be redeemed from Edom itself. But the Pasuk says here that if we don't, part of the bracha is that Yitzchak gave to Esav, the small bracha that he gave to Esav, which unfortunately is the issue at hand, is that if Klal Yisrael are not doing the will of Hashem, then Esav rules. If Esav deserves to rule, then how are we going to be redeemed from Esav if we did not do a full tshuva, if we do not deserve the geula, and the geula has to finally come? So tell us this far, and that's why Hashem gives Golas Yishmael. Esav ends up becoming subservient to Yishmael. Esav ends up in the shadow of Yishmael, which, as we'll see, that's the Admon Betzel Tzalmon. Yishmael is the Tzalmon. Edom is Admon. Once we're in Golas Yishmael, then it doesn't matter whether we deserve the Geula or not. From Yishmael we can be redeemed. Because Malchus Yishmael does not depend on Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Edom depends on Malchus Yisrael. If Yisrael doesn't deserve it, then we cannot be redeemed from Edom. But once Edom is under the shadow of Yishmael, it's a different story. And therefore, the joining of Esav and Yishmael is to our benefit. In the long run, it's to our benefit. Because then the Geula has to come, even if we don't deserve it. This Matmoshe writes in Parashas Vayera that our schus for Eretz Yisrael is the schus of Bris Mila. He says the time will come, and he writes this, that Jews will go to Eretz Yisrael, and the schus, the only schus they're going to have is Bris Mila, as if there's no other schus. Then they're going to encounter Yishmael, who's going to say that they also have Bris Mila. And then there's an issue. Says the Yismach Moshe, but they don't have the Akeda. Yishmael doesn't have the Akeda. We have the Akeda. The Yirash Zaracha Eis Sha'ar Oiva. That's how the Akeda ends. That's the Brachot Avram Avinu. The Oyev is Yishmael, says Rabbeinu Bachye. The Sone is Edom. The Oyev is Yishmael. Oyev is worse than Sone. The Yirash Zaracha Eis Sha'ar Oiva. That's Yishmael. The Medrash says, Zeh Tadmur, the Yirash Zaracha Eis Sha'ar Oivav, Zeh Tadmur, Tardun, which is the nation that the Gemara talks about in the Gemara in Chanukah, Adakal Yerigla de Tarmudoi, meaning according to this Medrash, and the Radal on his Perish and Perikud Rebbe Lezer also says that Tadmur is some branch of Yishmael. If Tadmur is Yishmael, the Oyev is Yishmael, the Yirash Zarach is Sha'ar Oyevav. Then we can understand the Gemara as well. Add that Chanukah, which is the last Yomtiv, the Yomtiv of Chanukah was given to us to add the Kalya Rigla de Tarmudoi. The Yomtiv of Chanukah is going to remove the Golas Yishmael. It's the counter, it's the light that illuminates the Chayshach, which stands for Chamor Shor Kelev. Chamor Shor Kelev, which is Yishmael, Edom, and Amalek. When those three join together, and there seems to be no way out, there seems to be no way to combat this Choshech, which is a combination of the worst. Edom and Yishmael, that's the source of all the Golios, because all the 70 nations are rooted in Edom and Yishmael. And in fact, according to Beis Shammai, we're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah from 8 to 1. Poiches v'hoilech, as the Gemara says, keneged porei hachag. We're there in Parashas Pinchas, when the Torah talks to us about the 70 bulls, it keeps on mentioning Seir Echad, Seir Izim, and the Gros says Seir is Esav, and the Seir Izim is Yishmael, because those two rule over all the 70 nations. And being on Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, we light the Neros in a decrease mode, indicating the decrease of the nations. Chanukah, therefore, is the Yomtiv for the Mapola of Esav and Yishmael. It's the Yomtiv to be zeichet to the illumination of the choyshech, the end, the kates som la choyshech, as the pasuk says, of these three, of chamor, shor, kelev. Therefore, Yisachar, who's compared to the chamor, he's the counter to Yishmael. He's the le'umazeh of Yishmael. He's born on Chanukah, which means the tikkun, the way to fight Yishmael, is to be like this Yisachar, which is chamor gorim, which is avodas Hashem, the oil of Torah, unlike as the Bach says at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, that the reason why the Yevonim had power is because there was a hisrashlus, there was a laxity, there was a laziness. Klal Yisrael were not being oivet Hashem with chizuk, with zrizus like they should. That's Yisachar. Yisachar, who's the Talmud Chacham, he's born on Chanukah, he's the chamor, the Kedusha. That's one chamor. There's also the other chamor, Vayihili Shor Vachamor, the Medrash says, Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef, Bechor Shoy Rei Hoderloi, Chamor is Mashiach ben David, Oni Veroichev Al Chamor. Mashiach is only compared to a chamor when we have to deal with the chamor, when there's a Golus Yishmael. If there's no Golus Yishmael, had we not had to enter into Golus Yishmael and we deserved to be redeemed from Edom, we wouldn't have to come onto the chamor, and therefore we wouldn't need the Oni Rochev Al Chamor. When there's a Golus Yishmael, then we need the chamor to counter the chamor. And where do we see that Yishmael is compared to a chamor? It's a pasuk by the Akedah. When Avram says to Yishmael, he says, "You stay here with the donkey. Shavu lochem poyim achamor, v'ani v'hana'ar neilecha ad koi." Says the Ma'or Einayim, an amazing thing. Not even discussing this, the Ma'or Einayim writes that Chanukah is hinted in this pasuk. He says, "V'ani v'hana'ar neilecha ad koi. Koi is chof hei kislev." Based on what we're saying here, it's more than that. Chanukah is in this pasuk. This is the pasuk that reveals to us that Yishmael is the chamor. Yisachar, who's compared to the Chamor, is born on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov given to us at the end of time. Chanukah is the Yom Tov, the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, that's going to illuminate, that's going to help us, that's going to give us the chizuk in the difficult times, in the times of Choshech, when Chamor, Shor, Kelev joined together. Shavu lechem poyim haChamor, va'ani v'hanar ne'elucha ad koi. Yes, you Yishmael, you're the Chamor, you might be giving us difficult times at the end of time, but we have Chanukah that's going to help us get around it. We know that Chanukah is the Mapola of Esav because the Bnei Yisoscha tells us that Esav was killed on Chanukah. Yaakov was Nifter on Sukkot, and he was buried on Chanukah, says the Bnei Yisoscha, which means if he was buried on Chanukah, then Esav was killed on the same day, as Rashi brings here on the Pasuk, Loma Eshkal Gam Shneichem Yoim Echad, which Rivka says here after the Brachas, she said, why should I lose both of you in one day? Which means we know that they were both buried on the same day. So if Yaakov is buried on Chanukah, Esav is killed on Chanukah, so that Chanukah is the Mapola of Esav, we know. That Chanukah is the Mapola of Yishmael, we haven't experienced yet. That's what we're waiting for. Yaakov says, Michro chayoyim es b'chayros chali, sell me like the day, your b'chayra. What day is he talking about? Says the Chassam Sofer, Michro chayoyim, he meant the day that I'm going to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Here, Yaakov is buying his rights from Esav to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. The Mepharshim asks, how do you sell a Bechayra? It's intangible. What is he buying? He's really buying his right to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Michra Chayoyim, which is Kihayom, Chof Heyom, Yom Chof Hey, Kayom with a Pasach, Alpidiktik, it should be Michra Chayom. Chayom means Kihayom, which is Yom Chof Hey. According to Bnei Yisoscha, he was buried on Chanukah. So Yaakov is asking here for the Bechayra. He's asking to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, which is on Chanukah. The Unkelus translates Kayom, Kiyom Dilhein. Very strange word that you don't find in Unkelus very often. If you find it anywhere else except here, Dilhein. Dilhein is Begematria Chanukah. Yaakov is buried on Chanukah. Esav is killed on Chanukah. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov to experience the Mapola of Yishmael. When we enter the month of Kislev, when you enter the month of Kislev, which is the third month, as Sivan is the third month from Nisan, Sivan we receive the revealed portion of Torah, the part of Torah that's Benigla, the part of Torah that we know of, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. Kislev is the month of the Giloy, of the hidden part of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, the part of Torah that is revealed on Chanukah, and then later on, in the time of Rav Shimon ben Yechai. Rav Shimon ben Yechai was nifter on Lag BaOmer, which is the day in which the hidden part of Torah was revealed, Ki Yodua, the Inyan of Lag BaOmer, that's the beginning of the Giloy of Nister Shebet Torah, which will be revealed totally in the time of Mashiach. And Lag BaOmer is in Iyar, which is the month of Yisachar. We know that every month corresponds to a different Shevet. Iyar is the month of Yisachar, even though he was born on Chanukah. His month is Iyar, where you have Lag BaOmer, which is the beginning of the revelation of Pnimiyas HaTorah, which later on is even more in the time of the Arizal, in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the Balatanya. So Kislev is the month of Giloy of Torah, just like Sivan. Sivan is the revealed part. Kislev is the hidden part. Yaakov Avinu, perhaps we could say, also went through these two stages. The beginning of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu was learning the revealed part of Torah. The Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, in the plural, the Tzemach Tzedek writes, the Ohalim refers to Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, two parts of Torah, but both the Nigla, the revealed part of Torah. The part of Torah that helps us endure throughout all the Goliyos, till we come to the last Golus. The last Golus, which is the hidden Golus. Yishmael is the hidden Golus, the fifth Golus corresponding to the fifth level of a Yid, which is Yechida. There are five levels to the Neshama. Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya, Yechida. The fifth level, which is the level that will be revealed in the future. The level that is hidden, that will be revealed by Mashiach, who is called the Yechida HaKlolus. He will reveal in every Yid all five levels of the Neshama, including all five levels of Torah, including all the secrets of the Torah, as Rashi says in Shira Shirim. After Golus Yishmael, we're going to experience that level of Torah. The level of Torah that is now hidden, which has been slowly, a little bit revealed, beginning with Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the Arizal, and actually starting Chanukah. As we know, where was the oil found? Under the ground. Where was the jug of oil found? Behester, Behatzneh, as Rashi says in the Sugya of Chanukah. It's not revealed, it's under the ground. And on Chanukah it was revealed, because Chanukah is the yomtiv of the revelation of that which is hidden. Kislev, Kes Lamed Vav. Kes, which means hidden. Lamed Vav is 36, referring to the Ur HaGonas that lasted at the beginning of creation for 36 hours, and then it was hidden. Chanukah is the revelation of the Ur HaGonas, Ki Yadua, from the Rekeach and others. The Pach Shemen was under the ground. It was hidden all those years. No one knew that it existed. It's now revealed. That which is hidden becomes revealed. Chanukah, therefore, is the Yom Tov of Giloy, but Giloy of what? Giloy of that which till now was Behester. Yaakov Avinu is now, at the end of the parasha, learning that part of Torah. Now that he has to deal with Esav and Yishmael, and Ma'aseh Ovis Simin Labonim, whatever the others do affects us, and especially us in our generation. Right now, this is very timely, because we are now experiencing the fusion of Edom and Yishmael. We see it clearly here in America as well, having a president who might have a Shtikl Ma'apola today, hopefully, but having a president that is leaning towards the Muslim world, clearly leaning, taking America under the shadow of Yishmael, Admon Betzel Tzalmon, which many are very frightened and scared of it, but Be'emes, that's what Mo'ez Tzur is talking about. If it's necessary, if we're in a time where we cannot be redeemed from Edom, if we don't yet have the Schuzim, the Chei Admon Betzel Tzalmon, how do we know that Tzalmon is Yishmael? It says in Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches, it says, Beforeis Shaddai Melochim Bo Tashleig B'Tzalmon. Says the Arizal that there are two types of Gehenim. There's a Gehenim of fire and there's a Gehenim of snow. There's an ice Gehenim and there's a hot Gehenim. So the Arizal says, Tashleig B'Tzalmon is referring about the Gehenim of Sheleg, and he says, that's the Akrov, that's the scorpion. The Gehenim of Eish, of fire, that's the snake. That the snake and the scorpion, and he goes on to say, the Megala Amukus discusses this at length, that Edom is the axe, Edom is fire, that's why it's red, Edom is red, an axe has a reddish color to it, brown, red, and he says that's the Gehenim of Eish, that's Esav. That's why Yitzchak in this parasha, when Esav walks in, Yitzchak sees Gehenim, Vayecharad Yitzchak Charoda Gedoyle Mo'ad Mo'ed. Yitzchak sees Gehenim. He doesn't see it. He feels it. Yitzchak can't see, but he feels the aura of Gehenim around Esav. Because Esav brings Gehenim with him. That's the Gehenim of Eish. Yishmael is compared to the Akrav, as already mentioned in previous weeks. Yishmael is the Gehenim of Sheleg. Tashleg b'tzalmon. Salmon is tzalmoves. Gam ke'elich b'gei tzalmoves lo yirara. The shadow of death. That's really Gehenna. But here we're talking about a specific Gehenna. We're talking about the Gehenna of Sheleg, Tashleg, B'Tzalmon, which the Arizal says is going on the Akrev, which the Akrev we know is Yishmael. Says the Rabbeinu Bachya says that Yishmael is compared to the Akrev. So Yishmael is Sheleg, Esav is Eish, Tashleg, B'Tzalmon. The Pasuk refers to that Gehenna of Sheleg as Tzalmon. So clearly Yishmael is Tzalmon. The Chei Admon B'Tzeil Tzalmon. Push the Admon, push Esav under the shadow of Yishmael, and then the Gulu will come quicker. Then Klal Yisrael will be able to be redeemed, even if they don't deserve it, because once we're under the shadow of Yishmael, Yishmael doesn't have the bracha that Esav has, that V'hoye Kashet Torid U'farakta Uloi Me'al Tzavarecha. Then we can daven to Hashem, even if we don't deserve it, Yishma Kael, that's why he's called Yishmael, and we deserve, and the Gulu will come anyway. And especially that we have the Koyach of Chanukah. So where does the Torah reveal to us? And it's interesting also, the word ha'admoin v'hatzalmoin is b'gematria ner Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov to counter the fusion of these two, of the admoin and the tzalmoin. Sheleg is b'gematria ner Chanukah. Chanukah is a tikkun for Yishmael, which is the Gehenim of Sheleg. So where does the Torah reveal to us that Yaakov went to learn a second time, and this time he went to learn in hiding, and the Torah doesn't tell it to us. It's not open. It's not for discussion. Like Golis Yishmael. Golis Yishmael is a secret. Now it's not a secret. But in the time of Chazal, it was a secret. It wasn't discussed. Because maybe it won't happen. Maybe it won't have to happen. The other Golios had to happen. Maybe Golis Yishmael doesn't have to happen. It's a hidden Golis. It's the Golis HaChamishi. So the Torah here also doesn't tell us straight out that Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Eivor. It's hidden. It's concealed, especially what's he learning? He's learning the concealed part of Torah. He's learning the part of Torah that will be revealed in the future. Because in order to counter the fusion of Esav and Yishmael, we need a much deeper level of Torah. That's why in our time, whether one is involved or not, but in our time, there's a tremendous, anyone who knows about this, there's a tremendous gili today of Chochmas HaNister. People are learning it all over, like it says in the Zohar, that before Mashiach comes, even children are going to know the secrets of the Torah. It's a Beferish Zohar. That it's going to be revealed. It's all over. There are shiurim given. I'm talking about the proper shiurim that are given to actors and actresses. We're talking now about those who know what they're teaching and those who know who to give it over. But today, as the Arizal wrote in his time, mitzvah legaloi zois hachochma, 500 years ago, as we get closer and closer to the zman of the giloi, when the hester is a hester, shebetoich hester, and we have Esav and Yishmael together, in our time, this chachma is being nizgala, and it all started on Chanukah. Where do we learn this out from? Achois nevoyos. The Gemara's lashon is ad de kalya rigla de tarmudai, which in Hebrew would mean regel tarmud. Why do we refer to it as regel? Because as the famous dream of Daniel, Bavel is the head, Paras was the hand in that robot that he saw, and the monster that he saw in his dream. Yavon is the torso, which was copper, and the feet are Edom and Yishmael. So Edom and Yishmael are referred to the Raglayim. Netzach and Hoy, that's Chanukah. Achat tichle regel min hashuk, and perhaps, and Yishmael is the bottom of the foot. Ikvesid and Meshicha, when Yishmael joins Esav, that's Adakal Yerigla de Tarmudoy. And once we're holding by regel Tarmud, we know that's when the Geula comes. Shomat Smiach Keren LeDavid. Regel Tarmud is Begematria. Shomat Smiach Keren LeDavid. And so are the words Achais Nevoyois. These two words, Achais Nevoyois, which we learn from these two words, that Yaakov learned in the Beis Medrash of Eber for 14 years, which is referring to the hidden part of Torah, that's to counter the fusion of Esav and Yishmael, which is Chanukah. Achais Nevoyois is also Begematria Regel Tarmud, which is Yishmael, according to the Midrashim, according to the Radal and Pirkei Rebbe Elazar. Achais Nevoyos is also the Gematria Shom Atzmiach Keren LeDavid. And this is the connection to the beginning of the parasha. The Eile told us Yitzchak, which as the Baal Turim says, the Eile told us Yitzchak is Tzmichas Ben David. That's what it is. Shom Atzmiach Keren LeDavid. That comes after the fall of Yishmael. Who ushers in the Messianic era? It's Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaTishbi. Tishbi is equal to the word Chanukah 8 times. If you take the word Chanukah, 89 times 8 is 712. That's Tishbi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. That's Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, which is the Or HaGonuz, which is going to be revealed very soon, and it's revealed every year during the 8 days of Chanukah. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to usher in that age. Ve'elah told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Ve'elah told us Yitzchak is begamatria, Hinei Anoichi Sheoleach Lachem is Eliyahu HaNavi. Therefore, the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha are clear. The beginning of the parasha, which starts with a vav, is a hemshach to the previous parasha to tell us that Yishmael joins with Toldos Yitzchak, which is Esav, as Rashi says, a Yaakov and Esav are Amurim the parasha, because there might come a time when Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, and just like Yaakov, what does he do when that happens? That's what we learn it out from. That we taka learn it out from such an episode of Esav marrying Yishmael and marrying the sister of Nevoyos, because when that happens and the danger is so great, that's when Yaakov goes into hiding, that's when Yaakov goes to learn the Pnimius HaTorah, that's when Yaakov goes to reveal the Yom Tov of Chanukah, as we'll see in next week's parasha. Yaakov pours oil, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shav, Vayelech Haran, he goes out like the Ner Chanukah is on the outside, Al Pesach HaBayis B'Bachutz. The fact that the Ner Chanukah is in a place, as mentioned many times, where no other Yom Tov goes, on the left side of the doorway, on the outside, below 10 Tfachim, is only shows us how high it is rooted and how far it is able to go to bring even the lowest Jew back. Chanukah is known to be the Gemar Chasim HaToyva, as it says in all the Sfarim, that Chanukah is another chance, when it seems like there's no hope. When Esav joins with Yishmael, and it seems like because of that, Klal Yisrael doesn't have any Zechusim, so we can't be redeemed from Edom, we have to come on to Edom joining with Yishmael. We have Chanukah, which is a grace period given to us, besides Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, we have till the last day of Chanukah. The Lashon of Chazal is Ner Chanukah Mismoil Ulamata Miyud. That Ner Chanukah is on the left side, and it's below 10 Tfachim. Ner Chanukah Mismoil Ulamata Miyud is Begamatria Golas Yishmael. That the Ner Chanukah on the left, Lamata Miyud, that goes where no other Yom Tov goes, is going to be able to permeate and penetrate and eradicate for us Golus Yishmael, which, as the Zohar says, is such a difficult Golus that it's so hard to deal with it. That's why we have Chanukah, to help us get through it. And that we have right as we enter the month of Kislev, which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Kislev is Mazel Keshes, to counter the Keshes of Yishmael, Vayihi Roive Kashos. Yishmael is compared to the Keshes. The Yevonim are compared to the Keshes. As it says in this week's parasha, when Yitzchak says to Esav, Sono keilecha telyecha v'kashtecha v'tzei hasod. It says the Medrash, keilecha is Bovel, telyecha is Paras u'modai, kashtecha is Yavon, v'tzei hasod zu Esav, zu Edom. So Keshes is Yavon, Keshes is Yishmael, Akrov is Yishmael, and Akrov is also Yavon, as it says in the Medrash in Parshas Ekev, Nochash Sorov ve'Akrov v'tzimoyin asher ein moyim. Nochash is Bovel, it says over there, Sorov is Modai, Akrov zu Yavon. So we see a parallel between Yavonim and Yishmaelim. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov, where we overpower the Yavonim. Yevonim nikbutzu alai, azadim echashmanim. So too in our time, the Yevonim of our time, which today is not only Yishmael, but it's Esav, Yishmael, and Amalek. From that is going to sprout the Geula. From that will come the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, which Chanukah was really the time when we revealed the third Beis HaMikdash, because as you know, from the history, that the Bayis Sheni did not have a chinuch at the beginning when it was first built because of Poras and Yovan that were in power. When was the Bayis Sheni first in Chanukah, which is one of the reasons why it's called Chanukah, was when Chanukah happened. That's 214 years after the Bayis Sheni was built, after the 34 years of Poras and the 180 years of Malchus Yovan. It was like a new Bayis. It was like the Bayis HaShlishi. It was a horror of the Yemais HaMashiach. So Esav Yishmael Amalek is Begematria Bayis HaShlishi. The Bayis HaShlishi will be revealed to us after Esav joins with Yishmael and Amalek. From that comes the Bayis HaShlishi. From that comes Tzmichas Keren David. And the third Be'er that we have in this week's parasha, which is Rechayvais. We have three Be'eros, three wells in this week's parasha. There's Esek, there's Sitna, there's Rechayvais, which the Ramban says Rechayvais corresponds to the Bayis HaShlishi. The Balaturim says Rechayvais responds to Yavon, corresponds to Yavon. Esek is Bovel, Sitna is Haman, and he says Rechayvais is Yavon, which is Chanukah. He says on Chanukah we were zeichet to ki'ata hirchiv Hashem lonu uparinu ba'oretz. And based on what we just said, we could end off here ki'ata hirchiv Hashem lonu is begamatria shor chamor kelev. That Chanukah is the yomtiv that we are misakein the shor and the chamar and the kelev, and was zeicha to the bittul of Esav and Yishmael. And today it's clear all over Europe, and it's unfortunately happening here, and we should see an end to it already now and not have to experience it anymore. It's enough. We should say, Dayoy Letzaroy Seinu, whatever Golos Yishmael we experience, it shouldn't get worse. And we should be zeicha that this Chanukah, we should take experience the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, Ki Yodua, that Mashiach stands for Madlik Shmeinas Yemei Chanukah. The word Mashiach b'miluoi, that's mem mem shin yud nun ches yud tov yud vav dalet, is begamatria hadlokas ner Chanukah. The hadlokas ner Chanukah is going to bring us to Mashiach b'miluoi. It's a ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach, and it should actually bring us into the Yemais HaMashiach. And especially now, as we bench the month of Kislev and enter the month of Kislev, we should be zeich. It's the month of Binyamin. Binyamin is the one whose portion of land the Beis Hamikdash was built on. We should be zeich to Binyam Beis Hashlishi, and to the end, the bittul of Golus Yishmael and Esav and Amalek in our time. We should be zeichet of Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avraham.
Next week.
Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Crystal.